under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Friday, October 31st, 2025 edition. Joining us on Fridays from 10 to 11 is Pastor Chatfield. He always prepares a history lesson, a discussion for us. And the topic for today, found this to be kind of interesting, replacement theology versus dispensational theology. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. This is important. So I know this is, you said this is a theological argument. What does this have to do with history and or today? A lot. Because your view of this changes a lot of things. It's the understanding of the Bible, particularly when it refers to Israel. What is the Christian understanding of who Israel is? There's two general schools of thought here, but there are, and I hate to generalize completely, but I have to, otherwise we'd be on here forever. Okay, one is what we'd call a dispensational view of the Bible, or the dispensational reading of Scripture. That is the, you pick up the Bible, you read it, and you interpret it literally. When God went up, when God called Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldees and brought him into the land of Canaan, he says, look around, Abraham, to thee and to thy seed, I will give this land. He repeats that three different times to Abraham, to thee and to thy seed, I'm going to give you this land. I'm going to give you this land. I'm going to give you this land. He repeats that promise to Isaac, his son, and he repeats that to Isaac's son, Jacob. And throughout the entire Old Testament, yes, there was a prophecy that that Israel would be scattered abroad throughout the nations, but that someday they would return to the land and they would set up a kingdom in Israel, in the land of Israel, in Jerusalem. I believe that when we read Ezekiel chapter 38 concerning the dry bones, that we have seen now Israel back to the land, that the land of Canaan, which was called Canaan, which is now called Israel, is literally belongs to Israel. It's we take that literally. It's just a literal reading of Scripture. It's called the literal historical grammatical view of the Bible. We pick up the Bible, we read it, and we say, well, it says land, then I believe it means land. Now, there's others that would say, well, wait a minute here. Now, you can't interpret things like that. That Israel, because Israel rejected God and crucified Jesus Christ, this is the other side of the argument, God has no more plans for Israel. Israel is in the rearview mirror. History only. There's no plan for Israel. they would argue, you read the New Testament now, and the church is the new Israel. So all the promises of God in the Old Testament to the Jews, to Israel, are now fulfilled in the church, made up of Jews and Gentiles. We're all one. So you can't interpret those Old Testament passages, and I would argue, Rusty Chancellor would argue, all these passages in the New Testament literally. You can't read the book of Revelation and take it literally. You can't think there's going to be a literal Antichrist, and there's going to be a literal seven-year tribulation period. And there's going to be, after that, there's going to be a literal thousand-year reign of Christ. You're reading the scripture too literally there, Rusty. It's all figurative. So that's the big, important theological distinctions.
Excellent spot for a break. History lesson, talking religion with Pastor Chatfield here on this Friday, October 31st. Short break. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of our conversation with Pastor Chatfield today. Pastor Chatfield, I'll let you pick it up right where you left off.
Okay, let me give you some more background. I mean, there's people on the conservative side. Tucker Carlson is one, and Candace Owen is another. They're buying into the replacement theology. And hence, their view toward Israel is really turning. I wouldn't say they're anti-Israel, but they're not pro-Israel. They're saying that when we look at what's going on in the Middle East, you just got to look at it with a completely cold eye. And that we just can't be knee-jerk pro-Israel. You just can't be like that anymore. And actually, there's a... I don't know if I mentioned this on the radio, and I hate to do it, but I'm going to, because many of the listeners have heard it. There's a conspiracy theory out there now that says that Charlie Kirk was starting to turn a little bit and question things of Israel, and that he was listening to Tucker Carlson, and you know, Tucker spoke at the funeral, and that he was actually... It's ridiculous, but I'm going to repeat. He says that there are people now that believe this because they sent me information on the extreme right, the conspiratorial right, that it was Israel that assassinated Charlie Kirk. That somehow they had a hand in it because they did not want evangelical Christians to turn from supporting Israel. Now, that to me, that is just utter nonsense. It's completely ridiculous. But every time something like this happens, you have people go off the deep end. Now, I'm going to bring you back to what the Bible teaches. If you pick up a Bible and you read it, and you read it in its literal sense, you must believe that God gave that land to Israel, and that Israel is a unique people. That must be true. That when we read, for instance, in Daniel chapter 9, that there's coming a... the 70 weeks of Daniel. I understand this literally. We're looking for Daniel's 70th week. We're looking for an antichrist. We're looking for somebody that shall, in verse 26 of Daniel 9, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. There's coming a big multinational peace treaty of 7 years in length on someone who has made themselves out to be a friend of Israel. But in the middle of the week at the rebuilding of the temple, he's going to go into the temple, declare himself to be God, and is going to be a great persecution of both Israel and the church. Daniel 9 teaches that. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 teaches that. Matthew 24 teaches that. I believe that's Revelation 13 teaches that. This antichrist. See, I read all those scriptures, and I take that literally. There are some that say, well, wait a minute here. You can't take all that stuff literally. Well, let me argue with you now, those that may think that way. In the Old Testament, when the prophets said, say, Micah 5:2, that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, was Jesus born in Bethlehem? Did that literally come to pass? Answer, yes, it did.
Yes, absolutely.
When we read Isaiah chapter 53 and look at the suffering Messiah, of somebody suffering, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Did the Messiah actually die on a literal cross? Yes. When Psalm chapter 16, verse 10 says, "For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption." And Peter refers to that passage of Scripture in a sermon at Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. Did that literally come to pass? Yes, yes, yes. Jesus was literally born in Bethlehem. He was born of a virgin. He lived a sinless life. He died on a cross in Jerusalem, or just outside the city gates of Jerusalem, was buried, and he rose again from the dead. All those things happened literally. They were prophesied, and they were fulfilled literally. You can't start taking the Old Testament passages and start saying, well, now we got to start viewing these things as spiritual. And I say you can't do that, or you shouldn't do that. When God said to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, "To thee and to thy seed I will give this land," they looked around and saw the land. By the way, God told them to look around. You see all this land? I'm giving this to you and to your seed. And throughout the entire Old Testament, all the Old Testament prophets thought that this seed, this land, goes to the seed of Abraham. This is their land. Now, it is true. I'm going to give you another literal fulfillment of prophecy. God said to them in Deuteronomy and many places before their dispersion, he said, "If you disobey me you're going to be dispersed into all the nations. It's diaspora, I can think it's a Latin word. After 70 AD, and actually even started before that, and I can walk you through the whole history, but I'm not going to. But the Jewish people have been scattered throughout the whole world. And they became a nation again in 1948. God miraculously brought them back, and the nation was restored. Literally. Literally restored. There is an Israel in the land to this day. Now, people like me, I say that's because God prophesied it. And that land does belong to them, to the physical seed of Abraham. They are a special people. That land is theirs. Now, let me just briefly say again, I've said this so many times, I don't know how many times my listeners listen, if they actually listen to me, but look, that does not mean that a Jewish person is automatically saved or they go to heaven when they die. Nope. Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. I don't care if you're Jew, you're Gentile, you must put your faith in Christ. But that's not the same thing as saying that God has ceased to deal with nations, and especially with Israel. That land belongs to them. And there is some disagreements now, even in the Trump administration. Mike Huckabee, if you listen to him, he agrees with what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with what he says. He is a good ambassador because he takes that literally. That this land belongs to them. But there's others who don't have that theological understanding. It is true that most of the mainline denominations throughout church history have believed in this replacement theology. And something close to it is called amillennialism, which is not exactly the same thing, pretty close. But they don't believe in a literal thousand-year reign of Christ as described in Revelation chapter 20. I do believe in it. Well, Rusty, why do you believe that Christ shall live and reign with them a thousand years? Why? Because it says a thousand years. When God says a thousand years, what do I think it means? What do I think it means? A thousand years. I take it as a year. Just like right. I pick up the Bible in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, and it says, in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth. God made this earth in 6 days. Well, what do you mean 6 days? I mean six literal 24-hour days. I have no reason to reject that teaching. It is the plain teaching of Scripture. And so that is what has now become known as dispensational theology. And I'm not a hyper-dispensationalist, and we could get off on that tangent, and there's a lot of theological arguments there. But no, but we pick up the Bible, we read it, and we believe it. Now, replacement theologians will say, look, you guys are saying that there's the church, the body of believers, and then there's Israel. There's two different redeemed people, two different covenants. And I say, well, yes, or did I say that? They would argue, no, there's only one people of God. There can't be two people of God. Well, I say that the nation of Israel is that a peculiar nation that God has chosen. Doesn't mean every individual person of the seed of Abraham, the seed of Jacob, seed of Israel, doesn't mean they're all saved and they're going to go to heaven when they die. Doesn't mean that. They need to put their faith in the greatest Jew of all, Jesus Christ. But it does mean that God has his hand on that, the nation of Israel, and it is special. Now, there are some difficulties in the New Testament that I can't answer every question about. People want to text in their questions. I'll give it my best shot. Now, in my view, the Bible teaches this plainly. In Romans chapter 11, the Bible says, and so all Israel shall be saved. After that, the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. Listen, if Israel is the church, how can it make any sense whatsoever in the New Testament when the Bible says, and so all Israel shall be saved? If Israel's a church, the church is already saved. No. Someday, when Jesus Christ comes back, the nation of Israel as a whole will look at the Messiah, and they shall look upon him whom they have pierced, Zechariah says. And they'll recognize that this Messiah that they rejected 2,000 years ago was indeed the Messiah. And the nation will turn to Jesus Christ as a nation. But that hasn't happened yet. But they are still Israel. When the Bible talks about, in Revelation 20, 1,000 years, well, I believe it means 1,000 years. When the Bible says that in Ezekiel chapter 36 that they're going to return to the land, I believe that they mean land. When in Jeremiah chapter 31, when he talks about the permanence of Israel, that Israel, the seed of Israel as a nation will be before God forever? I believe it's true. I take that literally. I take it as literal as what Abraham took it when it was first said to him, or when Ezekiel prophesied, or Jeremiah prophesied. We take things literally. That's all. We believe there's a literal heaven. We believe there's a literal hell. We believe in the visible, personal, and literal return of Jesus Christ. We believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. He was buried, and he literally, physically, rose again from the dead. You can't spiritualize all these things. You shouldn't do that. It's not good theology. It's not right.
So you're basically saying that Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens and many others are basically using a different interpretation other than literal. They're somewhat spinning this conspiracy theory and trying to say, well, the Bible may say that, but this is what it really means. That's exactly Ultimately what you're talking about.
Now let me just say on their, in case you're listening, because I know you got a lot of people that aren't from more independent churches like ours is.
Sure.
That was the teaching of the Roman Catholic Church for 1,000 years, and the Lutheran Church, and the Reformed churches. I mean, the replacement theology, the amillennialist thinking, was way back to Augustine. I think the 5th century, he wrote a book called The City of God, and it was standard. A lot of people believe that. And that's why in America, when we had a rise of more independent thinking, and people that pick up the Bible and simply read the Bible for yourself, when it says, to thee and to thy seed will I give this land, I believe it means land. Why would I believe it means anything other than land when it says land? But there's a whole group of people that are, and now there's a resurgence of this thinking. And these are I'm not saying these two groups are synonymous, but I will tell you this. There's a lot of people that are saying now, oh, there was no Holocaust. Oh, yeah, the Jews were, I mean, the Germans killed a lot of people, but there weren't 6 million Jews murdered. No, those numbers are inflated, you know, and I want to say what? I mean, they're Holocaust deniers. They believe. There's a lot of people that believe this, that the Holocaust was not really a Holocaust. It was some bad things happened, as they happen in every war. But they minimize the slaughter of the Jews. They don't. What about all the concentration camps that the Allies went into and they freed? Well, that's all doctored. That's all doctored film. I mean, you can't convince them of anything.
Right.
Well, now they deny everything, and there's an anti-Semite a strain that runs through that. And I don't believe that is of God. Let me just say this. I believe anti-Semitism is from the devil, because the devil has always hated Israel. Now, listen carefully. Israel is not in a state of belief. What I mean by that is most Jewish people today living in Israel and around the world have not put their faith in their Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Most have not. But some have, but most have not. So they're living in a state of unbelief. But that still doesn't change God's plan. They're still a unique nation, and that land belongs to them. The support of our country for Israel, the basis of it is the Christian community says these people are special. These are special people. This is a special nation, and I still believe that.
Again, an excellent spot for a break. Heartbreak for bottom of the hour news of hour number 2. He's Pastor Chadfield. I'm Chuck Randy. We're your defending father.